New 20-year study from Amsterdam's VUMC Youth Gender Clinic, a critical analysis. The study's conclusions and clinical implications are not supported by the data presented. A recent study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine reported demographic and treatment trends among gender dysphoric youth seeking evaluation and/or treatment at the Netherlands' largest pediatric gender clinic in Amsterdam, VUMC, between 1997 and 2018. The study seemingly supports the emerging narrative that gender-affirming care for youth has been thoroughly tested over two decades, that the long-term trajectories of gender-transitioned youth are both well understood and positive, as evidenced by virtually no detransition, and that, in fact, many transgender adolescents do not want any medical interventions. But for those who desire them, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgery should be widely available, as long as the adolescents are comprehensively assessed. However, a closer examination reveals that these assertions are not supported by the data presented. Below, we briefly explain the design of the study and highlight the study's main findings. Next, we analyze several key assertions made by the study authors that are not supported by the data. Final,